Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Poland fully associates itself with the statement delivered by the European Union, and allow me to add a couple of remarks in my national capacity. In an honest assessment, countering and curbing nuclear proliferation worldwide is a success story, especially immediately after the disintegration of the former Soviet Union. At the same time, the world continues to face major proliferation challenges. They represent one of the gravest threats to international peace and security. Possible proliferation of nuclear technologies and capabilities, both to state and non-state actors, remains a serious concern. A still largely undefined and unframed role of artificial intelligence in the nuclear domain also must be added into the picture. Those challenges need our sustained attention and engagement, the more so under the current demanding circumstances. First of all, we need to strengthen the safeguards and the verification regime that can build trust, increased confidence and transparency. To that effect, we need to enhance the role of the International Atomic Energy Agency in securing non-proliferation obligations under the Article 3 of the treaty. And we need to strive for the universal adherence and comprehensive safeguards agreements and international protocol as the current verification standard. We call on all states who have not done so to conclude, sign, and ratify the additional protocol as soon as feasible. Russian illegal military aggression against Ukraine has for more than 2 years dangerously undermined Pillar 2 of the NPT. The forceful seizure of Ukrainian nuclear facilities by the Russian armed forces, including Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, the biggest one in Europe, negatively affected safeguards implementation, increasing significantly proliferation risk at the same time. Likewise, deratification of the CTBT by Russia undermined non-proliferation key principles by reopening theoretically the possibility to test nuclear weapons, not only by weapon possessors. Moreover, the deletion by Belarus in 2022 from the revised constitution of the provision on the non-nuclear character of its territory is yet another proliferation concern. In this context, we commend the IAEA for the work they have done so far with regard to ZNPP safety and security, including its personnel who, as we could learn from one of the side events on Wednesday, is subject to intimidation and inhuman treatment. Poland will continue supporting the IAEA mission at ZNPP, including in logistics. Distinguished delegates, the complete, verifiable and irreversible denuclearization of DPRK must remain an absolute priority on our non-proliferation agenda. Regrettably, the recently signed Comprehensive Strategic Partnership Treaty and the flourishing armaments cooperation between DPRK and Russia run overtly counter to this goal and violate numerous UN resolutions. Likewise, it is of utmost importance that Iran reverses its uranium enrichment activities, returns to the JCPOA limits, and allows the IAEA inspectors to resume their duties. Without these measures, the international community cannot be reassured of the purely peaceful character of Iran's nuclear program and of its fully peaceful intentions. Mr. Chairman, for many years, Poland has been actively involved in addressing proliferation risks. Recently, this has found its expression in our active involvement in the previous NPT review cycle and in our active role in the International Atomic Energy Agency Board of Governors. Poland is also strongly committed to uphold the highest standards of export controls. In this spirit, we chaired Nuclear Sharing Group for the term 2021-22. And also in this forum, Poland will strive in our discussions for the maintenance and enhancement of the non-proliferation regime under the NPT. The treaty remains fundamental for global peace, stability, and security. I thank you.